Welcome to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. Kurt Donald Cobain was born February 20th, 1967, to Donald and Wendy Cobain in Aberdeen, Washington. He was often described as excitable, yet sensitive as a child, and he showed artistic talent as early as the age of four. His uncle played in a band called Beachcombers, and his aunt played the guitar in a number of bands around Aberdeen. Growing up, Cobain listened to the Beatles, Electric Light Orchestra, and the Ramones, among others, and was heavily influenced by them later in his songwriting career. During his teen years, Cobain's parents separated and then divorced. This, as described by himself and his parents, changed his personality drastically. He came to resent his parents over the next few years of his life and developed an angry and frustrated attitude towards the world. The angst, on top of his depression and realization of not having enough credits, led Cobain to drop out of high school 2 weeks before graduation. He was subsequently kicked out of his mother and abusive stepfather's apartment. After periods of homelessness, Cobain was sent to live with his father and stepmother. They too found his rebellious tendencies overwhelming and sent him to live with a family of devout Christians, the Reed family. His experiences with the Reed family inspired Nirvana's Lithium later in life.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay.
Cobain finally gained some independence when he moved out and began working at a Polynesian-themed resort about 20 miles from his hometown. Around the same time, he met Roger Osborne, frontman of the band The Melvins. Osborne introduced Cobain to punk rock and hard rock music and is sometimes mentioned as Cobain's biggest inspiration. Through hanging out with the Melvins and practicing with the band, Cobain met Chris Novoselic, who was into punk rock as much as Cobain was. The two practiced in the room just upstairs from Novoselic's mother's hair salon for months. In December of 1987, Kurt Cobain, Chris Novoselic, and the original drummer Aaron Burkhard formed Nirvana. The band name was settled on after Cobain was heavily influenced by Buddhist philosophy, the word for freedom from pain in Buddhist tradition. Nirvana's first album, Bleach, was recorded in 1989 under Sub Pop Records. Novoselic and Cobain went through a lengthy list of drummers before finally settling on Chad Channing for Nirvana's debut record. Cobain became frustrated and dissatisfied with Channing shortly after Bleach's release and hired Dave Grohl. Grohl was the drummer of Nirvana until the band broke up in 1994, and today he is the frontman of the Foo Fighters. Cobain, along with Novoselic and Grohl, recorded Nirvana's major label debut and sophomore record, Nevermind, in 1991, featuring grunge classics like Lithium, Come As You Are, and In Bloom. Shortly before the release of the album, Smells Like Teen Spirit was released as a single and swept Nirvana into the mainstream. Nirvana's subgenre of alternative rock became so popular that the media had to give it a name, grunge. Cobain gave his feelings on the newly coined term in a 1993 interview with Watch Mojo.
Jonathan Poneman said it one time sarcastically, and it just caught on.
What's that?
He's one of the head honchos at Sub Pop Records. But, no one set out to market this music as that, you know, just, you know, that's what happens when the media catches on. They have to call it something. I like it as much as New Wave. I would have been proud to be a New Waver.
Welcome back to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ West Liberty, where we are passionately vocal. Throughout his career, Cobain was a staunch advocate for equality and anti-establishment ideals. He frequently questioned his sexuality as a child, and he later admitted that he would live a bisexual lifestyle if he had not found his wife, Courtney Love. He also was a fierce supporter of the pro-choice movement, women's rights, transgender rights, racial equality, and the rape victims of the Bosnian War, for whom he raised over $50,000 with his band. The message of leftist ideals that Cobain wanted to display was often misconstrued by the media as offensive, vulgar, and irresponsible. The most notable case of Cobain's message being twisted is the media's reaction to Nirvana's Rape Me. The song is described by Cobain as being fiercely anti-rape. He also said that he was tired of his lyrics being looked into too much, and that he wanted to send a message as bluntly as an artist can. Cobain elaborates in the same Watch Mojo interview.
People didn't understand when we wrote a song like about a girl or Polly, and having to explain that and having misunderstandings about it, I decided to write Rape Me in a way that was just so blunt and obvious that it's like no one could deny it, you know, no one could read into it any other way, you know, although some people have actually, because some of the lyrics in it, some people have thought that maybe it has something to do with my disgust with the media and the way they've treated us and stuff like that, but it's not true. That's not what the song's about at all. It's just my way of, in a sarcastic way almost, of like just saying how obvious do we have to be, you know.
Cobain met his wife, Courtney Love, in 1989, when the two ran into each other at a Butthole Surfers concert. There are varying accounts of when the two met for the first time, but they both stuck to this version of the story. Cobain initially rejected Love's advances, but in 1991, the two found a spark and bonded through music, art, and unfortunately, drug use. Less than a year after the two were married in Hawaii, Love was pregnant. Kurt Cobain was now the father of Frances Bean Cobain, born on August 18th, 1992. Cobain told Watch Mojo his thoughts on fatherhood and married life.
4 years ago, I would have said, you know, the classic thing, like, you know, how dare someone bring a child into this life, you know, it's completely a terrible way to go, and, you know, the world's going to explode any day and stuff like that, but once you fall in love, it's a bit different.
Love and Cobain were largely in the mainstream media spotlight. This exacerbated Cobain, along with his growing popularity, which he felt delegitimized his artwork. The infamous 1991 article from Vanity Fair claiming that Love had admitted to heroin use while pregnant with Frances put an even bigger strain on the couple, even though Love later denied this claim and said that Vanity Fair misquoted her. Kurt Cobain gave his thoughts to Watch Mojo on the treatment of Courtney by the media.
There's nothing I can do about it, really, you know. I can threaten to sue and, you know, try to bring up libel laws and stuff like that to people that write like that about us. But, you know, if you've ever looked into that, it's pretty much a lost cause. You have to have a lot of money to do that. And, you know, I could spend the money that I earned last year all on fighting the Vanity Fair piece, you know, and they'd end up winning because they have more money, you know.
Struggling with a strained marriage, depression, drug addiction, and the spotlight that the media had put on his life, Cobain attempted suicide in March of 1994. He had intentionally overdosed on Rohypnol and alcohol, but was later found and rushed to a hospital. Following Cobain's first suicide attempt, he voluntarily checked into a rehabilitation facility and planned to get the help he needed. Despite good intentions, checking out of rehab led Cobain down the same path of scattered heroin use and depressive episodes. On April 8th, 1994, Kurt Cobain was found dead in his apartment.
I'm not scared, I'm not scared, I'm not scared. in a daze, 'cause I found God.
Cobain was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in his first eligible year, and he is commonly known today as the King of Grunge and the King of the Underground. His daughter, Frances, owns all of the rights to his work and continues to carry on his legacy. Regardless of musical taste, the impact Kurt Cobain had on the rock and roll industry was undeniably large.